Listen to this group. Hey, everybody, it's Bryn, it's Paul. We are coming to you live streaming from Sweden after a 10-0 Canada victory. It was over Latvia.
That's right.
Kind of expected a bit of a blowout, but I, you know, hey, 10-0's 10-0.
10-0's 10-0. Sweden beat them 6-0. We beat them 4 better.
Yes.
And come out party for Macklin Celebrini, I would say. One goal, four assists. I think he's arrived in the tournament.
Yeah. Yep. He might go number one.
I think he's going to go number one no matter what happens in this tournament. But I think today he put a little exclamation point on it against Latvia. And I think he's ready to go for the rest of the tournament. He looked a little nervous at the beginning yesterday and got stronger as the game went on. And then today, he didn't play very much in the second and third period. They didn't need him.
No.
But he was very noticeable every time he was on the ice, and he's going to be a big factor for Canada the rest of the way. There's no doubt about
it. Hey, one other thing, too. We had a netminder get a shout-out, Matthew Rousseau, for Team Canada.
Yes.
Today was sensational. Didn't face a ton of shots.
Yeah, and we have some Halifax Mooseheads fans
here. Yes, we do. They're way over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They let us know every day that there's 3 Mooseheads on the team.
Yes, as they should. That's what it's all about. So it comes up with a shutout tonight, and after a game one victory at 34 saves in the 5-2 victory over Finland. Is that the biggest upset, by the way, of the tournament thus far, what happened in Finland this afternoon?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You know, before the tournament started, Bryn, we talked to a few people about who the stronger and weaker teams in the tournament, and some of them were even predicting that Germany might be in the relegation round.
Yeah.
Well, that went out the window today.
Yes, it did.
And for Finland, they're in a very tough spot now because whoever finishes fourth in our group is probably going to play the United States in the quarterfinal. And, you know, the United States are another team that we can talk about, Bryn. You know, they beat Norway 3-1. Yesterday, and then today the Czechs beat Norway 8-1.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens between the United States and the Czech Republic. And the Slovaks are in it as well. They beat Switzerland today 3-0. So after 2 days, things are starting to shake down a little bit as to who the stronger teams are and who the teams that might be in trouble going into the last couple of games. The only thing we can say for Canada is, hey, they took care of business against Finland yesterday. They won the match that they should win today. And that puts them in a good position to finish top two in the group, which is where you want to be going into the quarterfinal round.
So kind of to recap what happened today, we had Canada 10-0 over Latvia, Germany shocking Finland 4-3. Good for Germany, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
It was fun to watch. They celebrated that like that was a Stanley Cup championship victory. The other two matchups, as you mentioned, Slovakia over Switzerland 3-0, and an 8-1 victory for the Czechs over Norway. So that kind of sums everything up there. Back to Team Canada, you're right about you're absolutely right about Celebrini. That was fun to watch. Looked far more comfortable on the ice today.
Way more comfortable.
And the puck seems to follow guys like that.
And he's patient. When he gets that puck, it's just like everything stops. And he just sees the ice, and he makes that those passes that are just incredible passes. I'm really impressed with his passing. A lot of times he's in a shooting position, and he still finds a guy, and the guy puts it away. So he's an exceptional talent. The one thing I've noticed is how high up these guys hold their stick now.
I know.
You know, Bedard last year, Celebrini this year, and it's just something you don't see. You know, in the past, and now you're seeing all these kids holding the stick about a foot and a half apart at the top of the shaft, and that's amazing how they can shoot and move the puck that way. But I'm really impressed with Celebrini, impressed with a few other players on the team. Of course, as the game got out of hand, we saw some guys play that usually don't play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm really looking forward to these last two matchups that Canada has and seeing especially the game against Sweden. That's going to be a crazy, crazy game in that stadium. When all the Swedes are there, all the Canadians are there, that's probably going to be one of the best atmospheres of the tournament.
The other thing we have to talk about the difference between Game 1 and Game 2. Game 1, a lot of hesitancy on the part of Team Canada, a little unfamiliar, uncomfortable with the wider ice and more depth in behind the nets. I thought they did a great job. The defense was far more proactive in going after loose pucks in the corners. And it just seemed that they were far better on the forecheck. And the other thing, the power play was clicking, as it has to do with this tournament. So goaltending, power play, and being on top of the puck fast, that's a good recipe as we move forward.
And maybe with a game like today where, let's face it, the defense weren't pressured very much.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, second game in a row where Latvia hasn't scored a goal. I think they're going to be really challenged to score a lot of goals in this tournament, or any goals in this tournament.
Right.
I just don't see the offensive flair. I see maybe two, three players who have some offensive flair and made some good plays today. But the finish just isn't there. And, you know, it's a good game for Canada. Good, you know, builder again for Rousseau going in. I think he's Canada's goalie going forward. I don't think there's any question about that.
Which is surprising some people. Talked to a few of the scouts today.
Yeah.
And they said they're loving it.
Yep.
Right? Because you always like to see somebody kind of, I don't want to say come out of the blue, because he's a quality netminder.
Well, take the reins, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he, you know, and somebody said, well, why would you play him? I said, well, you got the next day off.
Yep.
So you go, if you got a guy who's rolling, and
stick with him.
You got to hang with him. And so he's clearly the guy the rest of the way.
Oh, I think so.
So
I
there's
mean,
that.
I mean, in tournaments past, you know, usually the first two, three games, we have a goaltending issue and a goaltending controversy. I don't think there's any of that this time. I think everybody knows that, you know, Rousseau is the guy going forward at this point. I don't see any, unless he really falters in one of the next two games, I don't see another guy getting the goal the rest of the way.
I don't either. I think it's going to be him the rest of the way.
Yep.
Because now you got to be careful you don't screw around with the confidence level, right? If you get one game where you lose, you still got to come back with them.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're sending a really negative message to the team.
Yeah.
We see that happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs all the time. This event is so short, right?
It's short, and it's one game winner takes all as soon as you get to those quarterfinals, and you can't be guessing at that point as to who your goalie is, and can't be guessing as to who your main guys are. And if you look at... you know, today they cut back the ice on some of the guys as soon as Canada was up by four or five goals. There's no sense playing guys, and maybe they get hurt, and you lose a guy down the line that, you know, is going to be an important factor for you in a game that's meaningless after you're already up four or five. But you can already start to tell by the guys that are playing and how the coach uses them, the guys that the coaches trust, the guys that coaches see as their main guys going forward. And, you know, the game against Sweden is really going to play out in terms of the guys that the coaches really trust. You can tell right away.
6,300 at the matchup tonight. I would say of the 6,300, maybe 4,000 Canadian fans.
Oh, yeah,
and
easily.
And a few Swedes.
Easily.
And certainly, and a handful of Latvians who were not giving up at 8-0.
No, an enthusiastic bunch. And, you know, the World Championships here is like the Stanley Cup back at home.
Yes.
And the Latvians are known for traveling well and supporting their team. And there's no... I mean, it was 9-0, and the guys are starting a Latvia chant. You know,
I know.
What I mean?
I loved
great
it.
For them.
I think the Canadians even picked it up
they
a little
did.
Bit.
They did.
Just
the
for
Canadians
fun.
Started yelling Latvia. And that was fantastic to hear as well. I mean, their kids are doing the best they can. They don't have thousands of kids playing hockey in their
right.
program. And, you know, their program to be at this level and stay in the, you know, their goal is to not get relegated.
Right.
You know, they want to stay in the A group at the World Juniors so that they can continue to compete and grow their program. And, you know, like every other country, Norway's the same boat. And Germany may be in the same boat, you know. But that win against Finland,
huge,
man,
I
tell
win.
You, that is a huge win. Those guys just want to stay out of fifth place so they don't have to play that relegation
I
round.
Could feel the smile of Leon Draisaitl from here.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, all they have to do now is beat Latvia. Actually, all they have to do is tie Latvia, and they're out of the relegation round.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. The other thing, too, some comments from the players on Team Canada. The response towards the fans was tremendous. They just couldn't believe it. In game one, they couldn't believe it. Game two, we were kind of a factor, but not really. But I'll tell you what, the next game is going to be a big one.
Oh, yeah. The next game, like I say, is going to be one of the best atmospheres in the tournament, because other than maybe the gold medal game or the you know, bronze medal game or the semifinals.
Right.
You know, Canada against Sweden. There'll be tons of Swedes in the building. There will be a lot of Canadians in the building. You know, and it's going to be not only a battle on the ice, but I think a battle in the stands about how loud each fan base is going to be and how they're going to support their team towards victory. And I'm really looking forward to that game, Bryn. The Swedes look deep. You know, they have four lines deep. The goaltender played well. He's not a very big goaltender, but neither is Rousseau.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting to see that, you know, going a little bit away from the trend that was for a few years where your goaltender had to be 6'6", 6'7". Now we're back to goaltenders that are a little bit agile and can take, the angles away and play smartly, right?
So. Right. Absolutely. A couple of things I want to touch on. Coming up on the 28th, have to say the date.
Yes.
Because we are just about ready to move into the 28th.
Yes.
Well, Canada is still a little ways away from that. So coming up tomorrow,
yep.
We have two matchups, just two games tomorrow. We have the Swiss taking on the U.S. Be interesting to watch that one. That is a late afternoon game.
Yep.
Is what
5
it
o'clock,
is.
Yep.
Yep.
And then
Germany against Sweden, that's the evening affair that is obviously coming up at the home arena, the Scandinavium. Germany and Sweden. We would have looked at that one a little while ago and said, what kind of game is that going to be? Well, based on what's happened today here, I'm not really sure what to expect out of that.
No, and if you're the German team, you got nothing to lose now. You've won a game against a top opponent.
Correct.
And why not go for it against Sweden? You know, and see if you can get a point or two out of it because it's one game. Anything can happen. They can come out hard and get a goal and, you know, put some pressure on Sweden. Sweden's the home country, and their fans are going to be expecting them to beat Germany. If Germany can get a goal or two early, might be some guys getting a little bit of, tight hands around the stick and making plays that they normally wouldn't make.
I don't know if anybody can hear us here, but the goal song.
Yes.
I was questioning, I don't know, how's that going to work? Well, we heard it enough tonight.
10 times. I know the words now.
Do you? I still don't, but I do like Great Big Sea.
Yes.
Always have.
Yes. No, I know the words.
So,
I'm just joking.
So,
we've all heard that song many times before.
The comment from the players, they weren't sure whether or not they were going to like it.
Yeah.
And now they love it. So I think that that's fantastic.
So long as they keep winning, I think they're going to love it.
The other thing that's funny is that it came out in 1997.
Yep.
And none of these kids...
I was just a little boy back then.
Yeah, I wish I was. None of the kids were even born.
I think you retired that around that time, didn't you?
I was collecting my pension back in 1997. Anyway, I think it's kind of funny. The old song was... I'm trying to remember, Heave Away.
Yeah, Heave Away, that's right.
And by, The Fables.
Yes.
And everyone loved it.
Yeah,
but it was
good.
Time for a change. So it's worked out really, really well.
Yep.
And like I said, we heard it plenty tonight. So the other thing that I got to tell you, I'm shocked at how important the goal song is to people. I don't know how many people out here were talking about the goal song. Like, do you know what the goal song is going to be? Well, I'd only heard it was going to be the old one.
Yep.
And then they sprung that one on us, and I went, oh, really? But it was almost like people out in the crowd here were wagering on what the song was going to be.
Yeah, that people were asking.
But people were passionate about it. They said, what's the goal song? What's the goal song? I said, I don't know. Is it that important? And they went, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's one of those things that you just love about events like this. Saw a comment, and I've gone blank on the gentleman's name. The head of U.S. Hockey was talking about he considers this event the best of all the tournaments. That's better than the World Hockey Championship. That's better than any of the other championships. He says this is really the best of the tournaments. And it's easy for him to say because, his team is right now the front runner still.
And there's pressure on them. And,
absolutely.
And, after yesterday's performance, there's going to be pressure on them tomorrow against the Swiss. That's for. We just got handed the lyrics.
There's the lyrics right there. Who handed these? Let me see. Hey. Let's see. I say, way, hey, hey. It's just another ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you've just got to say, it's all right. Oh, God,
was awful.
That was really atrocious.
You know, that's like
okay, everybody's
to,
laughing at us. Is
yeah,
what
that's
doing.
Like listening to Christopher Walken do poetry, you know.
Exactly.
It's two things that should never happen together at the same time.
I got a note from somebody that said, can you tell us a little bit about Gothenburg? And yeah, we can. The city population is 600,000 people.
Yes, yes.
So that puts it in categories with Winnipeg or Quebec City, roughly, in that category. It's on Sweden's west coast, for those of you who don't know what a globe is.
Yes.
Or an atlas.
Yeah.
The temperatures at this time of year, usually it's wet. with either wet snow or wet rain.
Yep.
Sounds like we're going to get a bit of both tomorrow. They're talking about anywhere from 5 to 10 centimeters.
So it sounds like Vancouver weather.
Yeah. It's a little unpredictable. It's been very unpredictable since we got here, but it's been fun. Let's tell everybody what we're up to tomorrow, because Canada's on a day off. We're off to a fortress.
Yeah, Canada's on a day off. So we had quite a few people arrive tonight that were spending Christmas with their family. So it's great to have everybody here now. The bear pit is full, as we can see, Bryn. We have it's got to be close to 150, 160 people here.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, some of the ones that just arrived are doing their sightseeing tour of Gothenburg. And then in the evening, we're going to Carlston's Fortress, which is about 45 minutes out of town. Okay. We have to take a little ferry across to an island. And then at the fortress, we are having a medieval Viking feast with 5 courses, so that'll be a lot of fun for everybody, and we're hoping to get a group picture there as well.
We have a Viking in the crowd already.
Gary Cook is ready already.
He's already got his Viking gear going.
He's the head Viking. I don't know what they call the leader of the Vikings.
I have no, the leader of the Vikings.
The big horn.
They call him pretty much anything he wants to be called.
Maybe the big horn.
So, you're not going to tell the head Viking.
No.
How about being the pipsqueak of the Vikings?
No,
I don't think that's
going to
go over too well. I've seen the show. Yeah. I've seen the series. I know how it works.
Okay.
There's that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's yeah. Now we're being chirped at, but I love it.
Yeah, well, that's
it's been a great crowd.
John Hudak, he's always chirping us.
Exactly. So it's been a blast. We're about ready to wrap things up. It's to kind of give you a taste of how things are looking, and we give you our spin and our perspective on things. And it's been a lot of fun here. So. Do you think we should go just a little longer?
We can.
You know what? Because I think we should go to...
In overtime!
That's our friend Jack Michaels.
Jack Michaels, yes.
Voice of the Edmonton Oilers.
How many Edmonton Oilers fans do we have
here? We saw a few.
Okay, there's a few.
If you look up here above us, somebody's got their Oilers jersey. Hey, that's the other
Joseph.
Thing. Talking to some of our friends from TSN, we're sharing the hotel with the TSN people.
Yes.
The one thing they've been commenting on is how many of our balconies that we have on the interior of this facility that have Canadian flags up, Canadian Bears memorabilia.
Yep.
It's been
it's
a lot
beautiful.
Of fun. You can just look around. Some people have had their respective NHL city teams up. Everybody's kind of taken over quite nicely.
Yeah, maybe after we do the podcast, Bryn, we'll do a panoramic shot and put it up on Twitter.
Yeah.
So people can see what the bear pit is like and what crazy people we have here. And like I said, I'm just so happy to have everybody here and ready to enjoy the rest of the games and the rest of the activities that we have planned for everyone. Over the next few days and actually week and a half. So fantastic experience having everybody here, and glad to see people from across Canada. We have people from every province and territory except PEI and Nunavut. I don't think those guys got email yet. Maybe we'll mail them an invitation for the next one.
Getting a lot of mileage out of that joke, I got to tell you. I've heard it about 3 times, but I'm on the right bus. What can I tell you?
That's right.
Lineup at the bar, by the way. Wow.
Holy nightmare.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
big.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was big.
It's pretty crazy.
We might have to bring in reinforcements tomorrow.
Exactly. So I think Gary Owens probably put it best when he said this.
The proceeding was recorded earlier because we were ashamed to do it now.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Paul, what's your email address if somebody wants to send you a note that we can pass along to people? And we always welcome people here to drop us a note. We'll be happy to say hi to anybody. Or you can just walk up to the camera and wave.
Absolutely. So
there's that, too.
The website is azorcan.net, as you can see on the Facebook post here. Or if you're listening, it's azorcan.net. You can reach me at paul@azorcan.net. And... you also have the Facebook page, which is Azorcan Tours. If you want to give it a like, you can watch our podcast live, and we put up some other events as well. So lots of ways to reach us. All right, we always enjoy the feedback. We always enjoy hearing from people as to what they'd like to hear on the podcast, or if there's something, a question that they might have about Gothenburg or the World Juniors. Please send us an email. We're glad to respond and maybe mention it as well here on the podcast so you could hear it at home.
Okay, Canada, you're 2-0 at this event. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, let's get a big cheer.
It's been fun. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you in about a day and a half.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.